One Man Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Father and Mother Barbara and Clifford in the library of the family home.
Elwood is coming to see Teddy tonight, then.
Well, is that so unusual,
honey? Yeah, what do you want us to do about it, Dad?
I want you to clear out of here so they can have this library to themselves.
Dad, you ought to get a bow and arrow. You're running Cupid right out of business.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, when you want really fast, really
effective relief from a headache, just drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water, listen to it fizz, then drink it. You'll like Alka-Seltzer, I know. You'll like its pleasant, refreshing taste. And you certainly will like the relief it can give from the pain and distress of a headache. Alka-Seltzer works so fast because it contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers. If you've never tried Alka-Seltzer for headache, you don't know what you're missing. So do try it. Alka-Seltzer will do the rest. You must like Alka-Seltzer, you must be satisfied, or you get your money back. Chapter 12, Book 78. It is a little after.
Library where Fanny sits knitting. Sprawled out in an easy chair nearby is her son Clifford, absorbed in the evening paper. It looks as if they might be quite content to spend the evening that way. But Henry has other ideas.
Henry?
Yes, Henry, I'm right here in the library.
Where's
Peter? Oh, boy, I'm in here too, Dad.
Oh.
I knew I was too comfortable. It couldn't last.
Yeah. There you are, eh,
Peter? Yeah, it's me. What do you want, Dad?
Elwood's coming over to see Teddy tonight.
Well, that's great, but I don't see what I can do about it.
Oh, Clifford. Yes. What I meant was they're going to spend the evening here. They're not going out. And I thought it pleasanter for them to have the library to themselves. Don't you think so, sir?
Well, whatever Teddy wishes, of course.
Oh, I've already arranged with
him. All right. Did you come in to throw us out?
No hurry.
Well, I suppose I can find someplace else to read the paper.
Just a minute, Clifford. I was looking for you because I thought it would be nice if you laid a fire in here.
But Henry, it's not cold tonight.
But the fire looks so cheerful, then. they're engaged, you know.
That's no reason to roast them.
Just thought it would be a more romantic atmosphere.
I think Dad ought to get a bow and arrow. Sure, you're running Cupid right out of business.
Oh, very amusing, ain't you?
Clifford's right. Why don't you just let Teddy and Elwood alone?
Well, that's exactly what I'm doing. Didn't I arrange for them to come in here tonight so they could be alone?
I'm talking about making plans for them to get married before they're ready.
Oh, just helping, that's all. Teddy might be called away. First thing you know, her leave will be up and they still won't be married.
Well, why don't you just let them take care of all that?
You fool around, let a fine man like Elwood slip through her fingers.
Well, how about it? Do I build a fire or not?
Oh, not necessary. Your mother says it's too warm.
Well, don't you think of it yourself?
You say no more about it.
In that case, I'll fold my paper and silently make an exit, thereby making room for this.
Oh, hi, Teddy.
Huh? Oh, Teddy. Come in, my dear. Come in.
Hello. Look awful pretty tonight, honey.
Thank you. Come and let me see you.
Oh, you've seen
us
several times, Mother Barbara.
Yes, has a simple grace of you. Elwood will like that.
Well, he's seen you. Say hello to Elwood when he comes, Teddy.
You don't have to run off.
Oh, wait, I'll get it. I'll send him right in.
Yes, it must be Elwood. Get your knitting together, Sam.
Henry, I have no intention of staying. You don't have to go, Mother Barbara.
Oh, we'll stay long enough to say good evening to Elwood, of course. Oh, yes, right in the library, Elwood.
Well, good evening.
Oh,
good evening.
Try not to get here ahead of time, Teddy. He always complains I arrive early. When I said I'd be here at 8:15, that's exactly what it was, and I rang the doorbell.
Yeah. Sit down, Elwood. Sit down. Fanny and I were just about to go anyway.
Oh, please don't. That's all silly. It's all right, Teddy dear. We were planning to go upstairs.
Warm with the door closed? Oh, why don't you sit there and Father Barbara's busy and we'll talk, huh?
All right. This is wonderful. I never saw a place that was more livable than this house and this library. Well, it's my idea of a real home, that's all. Gosh, I wish I could afford to have a place like this for us. But I'm afraid it'll be a long time. All those years in the Army, I'll practically be starting from scratch. Not that I regret giving my services to my country, I don't. Just that I'll have to start out my private practice pretty modestly. Maybe in one of the smaller towns around the bay. I'm keeping my eyes open for someone who might want to sell his practice. I got a few $100s
saved up. Well, Elwood, I wouldn't go into anything until we know something more definite. If things are now, we don't know where we stand.
Yes, but we know we're going to get married, Teddy. There's nothing indefinite about that, is there?
No. If I hadn't intended to marry you, I wouldn't have accepted this engagement ring.
Well, don't scare a fellow like that for a second there. My heart did a real flip-flop.
Well, all I was trying to say was that we can't possibly set any date.
Why not?
But Elwood, how can we? Yeah, I am on leave from the Army. I have to go back to duty before long, and who knows where I might be assigned. I might be in Japan or Korea in a few weeks from now.
Yes, but there's a better chance that you'll be assigned to Letterman Hospital right here in San Francisco. You told me that yourself.
Oh, I know, but I haven't heard a word since I put in for that. I don't need it going through.
Well, we'll make it go through. It's got to. And even if it doesn't, why can't we get married anyway?
There's a possibility of a long separation? Oh, no, Elwood, that never works out. If I'm transferred someplace else, you'll have to wait.
No, Teddy, that never works either. We'll get married before your leave is up, and if they send you away, I'll go with you.
To Korea?
Any place. Yeah. I love you, Teddy.
Well, but you couldn't go there unless you were back in the Army, and that's impossible.
Yes, that's true. It isn't my physical condition that's worrying you, is it?
Oh, Elwood, you know it isn't. That just makes me feel closer to you.
Have you ever mentioned to anybody in the family why I'm not still in the Army?
No, I gave you my word I wouldn't, and I haven't.
Yeah. Teddy, I don't see what I'm reaching you since you've been here in San Francisco. When we were in Europe, I felt I knew you, that we were close. Now, ever since you've been home, there's a withdrawal. Something. I don't quite know how to put it into words, but it's there.
Well, I don't mean to be withdrawn, Elwood.
And I might. There is something.
No, not anything I'm conscious of. Why do you keep insisting something's wrong?
Well, maybe it's disappointment. I was hoping that when I came over tonight, we'd be able to set a date and get married. That you'd be as anxious for it as I am.
But you mustn't make our relationship hinge on that. Well, when we first talked about getting married, I just assumed that it probably wouldn't be for some time. Or at least until I knew where I'd be sent, until things were more definite.
Then it is only that that's standing in the way. And it isn't because you don't love me or
what?
I hate to bring this up again because I don't want you to think I'm after pity because of this bum kicker of mine.
Please, Elwood, I want you to understand this once and for all. This little murmur you have in your heart didn't make one bit of difference in the way I felt toward you in the beginning when you first told me, and it doesn't make any difference now. I never even think of it unless you mention it.
Okay. Gosh, when things don't go just right between us, I get to imagining all sorts of things, and I begin to wonder if you might be afraid to marry me because I might kick off prematurely or something like that. I won't, though. I'm really pretty rugged, even if the Army doesn't want me any longer.
Elwood, I've been a nurse for a good many years, and I've long since ceased to be squeamish. After all the wounded I've seen, you really seem like a very healthy specimen.
Well, I don't know if I should take that as a compliment or not, but I will. I don't...
Well, that's all right. I'll answer. Hello? Who? Well, this is Teddy Barber speaking. Oh, yes, Major Dixon. Yes, I did. I see. Well, that's really... When? I can, of course. I understand. I'd be glad to do it. It's not an imposition at all. Well, I could come tonight if you need me. Yes. All right, Major. Well, thank you. Yes. Goodbye. Elwood, I'm sorry, but I've got to report down at Letterman Hospital.
When?
Well, right now, tonight.
Oh, but Teddy, they're asking you to report for duty before your leave is up.
Well, a hospital ship has just come in from Korea. They're short of nurses, and they asked me if I'd mind helping out even if my leave isn't up. I told them I would. And naturally, I want to do everything I can.
Well, of course.
I told him I'd be right down, so I'd better go get ready. Sorry to ruin our evening.
Well, I suppose we... Hey, this may be good news in a way.
Why?
Well, they called you from Letterman Hospital. Maybe that's an indication that they intend to assign you there when your leave is up.
Oh, yes, that's what the major said, that the order had come through. I'm to be here in San Francisco indefinitely.
Well, why didn't you say so, Teddy? That's what we've been waiting for. Oh, boy, that's great. Now there's nothing, absolutely nothing, to stand in the way of our marriage.
Paul will be here in just a moment. What do you take for relief from acid indigestion?
Well, I'll tell you how it is with me. By looking at me, you can't tell how much I like to eat. The little woman says she doesn't understand why I'm not a fat man. But that's neither here nor there. The point is, the wife's a mighty good cook, and sometimes I let my enthusiasm for good food overrule my good judgment. In other words, I eat too much. Of course, I shouldn't, but when I do, I know what to do. Yep, I just take Alka-Seltzer. It's the easiest thing in the world to take. Just a couple of tablets and a glass of water, and quick as a wink, it's ready to drink. And say, you don't have to wait for relief with Alka-Seltzer either. I noticed you fellas on the radio call it fast, effective relief. I like the word speedy satisfying myself, but no matter what you call it, when you want relief from acid indigestion, take my advice. Take Alka-Seltzer.
Yes, friends, Alka-Seltzer can give you the kind of relief you want, and in a hurry, too. Try it once, and we believe you'll always depend on Alka-Seltzer for relief when acid indigestion causes discomfort. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore in either the 30 or 60 cent size package. All right, Paul.
So time and circumstance are bringing Teddy and Elwood closer to marriage. I wonder if Teddy unconsciously has been wishing that these same circumstances might have worked the other way and pushed the marriage farther into the future. Well, that's how it is with the Barbers today. Good night.
Mothers, a one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsule every day ensures against vitamin deficiency. Lack of vitamins pulls you down, makes you feel dull and listless, often develops into vitamin deficiency disease. Take care of yourself and your family. See that every member takes a one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsule every day. Be sure it's a one-a-day brand in the blue package with the big one. The vitamins whose potency is guaranteed by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Chapter 13, Book 78. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.